This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That's the original, of course, by the legend himself, Alan Jackson. Good morning, Rise Guys Morning Show.
Who may or may not have a son out there?
No.
The guy won't say.
Alan?
No, there's some singer that won't say if he's his son or not. I don't know the singer. I had to look it up real quick.
I think it was Jesco White.
It was.
He's Alan Jackson's oldest son.
You're already hearing it in your head, aren't you? The song that I created back in 2003 and a half.
I kind of like this song.
Well, I want to look at what Fatboy just said, because that's...
The guy's name is Zach Top. Said jokingly.
Oh, joking.
But he said it's not a joke, and it's more than a rumor. Let me see if he looks like him.
I don't think he does. That's weird.
I mean, look, you might be Carrot's kid since you got the same last name, but
yeah,
I doubt you're Alan Jackson's son.
Yeah, that's what we had Jesco White on.
God, he does look like him.
He was real high, I guess. And he just went on this tangent talking about he was Alan Jackson's oldest son.
Do you know what he was high from? Do you remember? Huffing that paint. I get this high, huffing paint in a bag. I hold it up to my face.
God.
And I pass out and dance.
Oh, you do God. That incredibly.
You know why?
How do you remember that, Fat Boy?
Because
he had to edit the audio.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, not only that, but I forgot who brought it up, but Sloppy Slimy Eggs was something we watched over and over.
Before we even knew about the Wild and Wonderfuls.
And I watched some of it, and I just thought they were so depressing. That's why I never...
It just got beat into us. I just kept hearing in my head, so sloppy, sad. Slimy eggs.
I took a butcher knife and put it to her neck.
That's the other part.
I took the butcher knife to her neck.
God, the cadence is perfect. Like, there's a certain way you got to do your mouth to get that. But the West Virginian in you...
I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start cooking them eggs better than what you're cooking them. I'm tired eating sloppy, slimy eggs. Now I got to find it and play it.
I'm Alan Jackson's oldest son.
Oh, my gosh. Is he still alive?
Alan Jackson?
No, the other guy.
Jesco, yes. Yeah.
He's still with us.
Jesco will never die.
I don't know what his situation is.
Alan's got...
He said he battled depression.
Alan's got some disease, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't have it in front of me. It's got something... It's not anything to do with his teeth, but it's got tooth in the... title of the disease.
It's going
to
keep him from touring, or he's got one more left.
It messes up your motor and sensory skills, and or sensory... I hate to do this to his... the debut of my song, and talking sad about him. But, it messes up your nerves real bad. Your feet, your arms, your hands, maybe your mouth.
God.
Hard to...
All the above?
Yeah.
Let me take you down memory lane real quick.
Yeah, I want to hear from Jessica.
Maybe.
I took the butcher knife. No, that was me.
And I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
Jesus.
I mean, you sounded just like him. You really did.
Man, it's one of the things I like to practice. Just, and you know, Mamie, sometimes I'll do Mamie's voice for fussing.
I'm filming. What are you doing over here? Yes, go.
The SS took her baby.
Her baby, her.
You'll eat these eggs, however I want to make them, damn it.
Do y'all have mozzarella cheese sticks?
I'll not eat sloppy, slimy.
By God, you won't. You're about to now.
Hey, Wanda. Hey. Hey.
God, we can do Kirk, too. When Kirk
DSS Tucker Baby.
Can I say something?
Yeah, Kirk, you're in here.
I'll be the little boy in the background flipping birds.
Dennis is this. Oh, Alan depravity Jackson. On such levels.
Alan Jackson has Charcot Marie tooth disease.
Yeah, I was just reading that.
I'd never heard of it.
Me neither.
So they should call it Alan Jackson disease.
I mean, for real. Like, it's easier to say. It's... You know, I don't know how Lou Gehrig felt about the disease being named after him. I don't think he lived to see it, but I think they've went back. Now it's just ALS again. They don't really use the Lou Gehrig anymore because people don't know Lou Gehrig except really from the Goonies.
I don't know what the ALS means. Oh, man, you're getting me sidetracked. I don't want to. I do. Did you
know
see the Goonies reunion?
I can't take it. I did.
For short round?
I'm surprised Corey Feldman showed up. He's still on tour. This weird thing that Fat Boy and I do, Paige, she's not a simp. What's the word? She's pure. She's righteous. I mean, she really is.
She kind of simps to us.
Make up dirty songs to famous songs like Fat Boy and I do. And
no.
I can write them. I cannot perform them. And you're probably saying, come on, we've heard you sing.
It's more fun to write them. You know?
It really is. So...
I want to hear this. I've been waiting.
2023 and a half, I wrote this song, and finally, Dan in Columbia, who does parody songs for us, free of charge, which is why we can't ever bitch and gripe about him doing songs.
He is a mastermind.
He produced this and sent it to me at 5:01 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, and I've been pleased as a plum.
Hmm.
Pleased as punch. A plum? Pleased as plums.
Getting that plum.
I'm plum peached.
Hmm.
Plum.
But that sounds dreadful.
Yeah, it could work.
Here is the world premiere of Tongue Punch, My Fart Box.
Tongue Punch, My Fart Box. Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. Might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget. Don't knock it till you try it. That's all I'm gonna say. A little love below the belt might just make your day. Some folks like sweet and simple, but baby, not this guy. If you ain't scared of danger, come and give it a try. A tongue punch, my fart box.
Lord.
Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. It might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget.
So this is where it gets weird. I wrote the whole
on,
song.
Baby.
Get the royalties on it.
But Dan, like, he put in the whole.
It'll be a memorable evening for both of us.
I didn't write that.
That part?
I didn't put in the guitar here. And then
I bought some of those new butt wipes.
I did not write that. Did not write that. Here we go.
I ain't talking fancy. Ain't no filet mignon, but I got a backyard special that'll keep you holding on. So put away your manners and throw away your pride. 'Cause once you go down yonder, ain't no turning back tonight. Tongue punch my fart box. Ain't nothing wrong with fun. But I guarantee you'll giggle by the time the deed is done. It might sound a little nasty, but on it, don't you sweat. Just take a deep old breath now. It's a night you won't forget. A tongue punch my fart box. It's a night you won't forget.
I think that's going to go all the way to number one on the country charts. You might get
I'd rather get stuck at number two.
Look at Dan ad-libbing a little in there.
Oh, man.
Let's see if Jelly Roll is singing it somewhere.
No. Sticking Dan's head now.
No, Hardy? Jelly Roll doesn't deserve it. Hardy, no way. No way.
Oh, God.
Who else?
I'd rather give it to Josie Scott from Saliva.
Josie.
Give it to him when he comes to Ground Zero.
See if he'll do it. He will. He's a good guy.
Oh, look at the text. This was everything I thought it would. Please release this. Will you release this on Spotify? I don't know that we can.
Might
I mean, it'll be within the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So
on
yes.
the Odyssey app.
Yes.
You know, Spotify can go to hell and get the Odyssey app.
Yeah, but Spotify is a partner.
People, yeah, it's true.
Believe it or not.
They can come back. Don't go to hell.
People love
Stay
that
here.
Song.
I
they
know,
need,
man.
They need more of that.
Not even like some of the regular people that are always real jerkheads to me.
No.
Excuse
no.
me for calling you jerkhead. I meant dickhead. Some people are really quite rude to each of us. We all have our separate haters on there. And
separate haters.
Some of those numbers that I recognize are saying very pleasant things. Hey, look. We'll follow it as it goes. A music video? Sure. If someone knows how to make those.
Yeah, there's definitely a space for it. We got to get going because that is something people want to see.
Yes. Music videos from us.
the visual of it.
Yes.
Like the cartoon back in the day.
Okay. Will we play it again? So, are you kidding me? It's the new number one song.
Yes.
We're going to play it once an hour until we're told to quit.
Get those royalties off of that.
Right.
What does this mean?
Yes. All right. We will take a break. If you love that, you're going to love this coming up next. Facebook fussing.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. It's damn real.
Yeah.
Some of these sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to our email address. What was it again?
I believe it was theriseguys@aol.com.
That's it. Theriseguys@aol.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. What is up to everyone in the chat? We're live streaming facebook.com/riseguys, YouTube. Is it YouTube at the Rise Guys or youtube.com/the Rise Guys?
Yeah, that one. /the Rise Guys.
/the Rise Guys. Okay.
What's up, Carrie Biatch?
Wow, dude.
I thought that was the name. Is that how you say it?
That's Beach.
Sorry.
Is it Charlay Flowers? Is that it?
Sounds right.
Is it Tiffany Robert Wheat?
Or is it Lazy Goat Produce?
Or Oh, yeah. Is it Hosh Evit?
Hosh.
Khalib?
Yeah. What's that P stand for, Caleb?
Oh, boy.
We're going to have to guess.
What are you doing?
We'll start guessing.
Gary Beyond. All right. Paige, you ready?
Yeah.
Fat Boy, you ready?
Let's get it.
Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Tommy is Matt Man. Playing the role of Tony is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Bill, a guy, is Paige. And playing the role of Becky, a woman, is Paige. And action. Hey, any of y'all ever run streets at a young age and survived? We live like bored men now, though, in the house. Bored all to hell. Three crying laugher emojis.
Man, you never ran the streets. All the hell you did was smoke weed and play Xbox. Not like me, though. I sold meth and was a low-level junkie. Not anymore, though.
You don't even know my life, bitch. I don't even play Xbox.
Yeah, Tony, you never hung out around him at all. And he's been my best friend forever, so I know his life. You need to back the blank off.
Becky, just shut the blank up. I'll stop, though. Not because of you, though.
Hey, dude. Don't you talk to her like that.
Yeah, bitch. You know better than to speak to me that way.
LMAO. Ain't nothing special about you. Just a gossiping little whore. So I talk to you exactly like that.
And you'll get that ass beat exactly just like that.
Hey, lay off, dude. Seriously, you ain't got to start blank all the time. Every time I post something, you got to put your two cents in.
That's all he's good at, starting blank on Facebook. I guess he gets tired of tweaking in his camper all day long.
That's in camper.
Well, laughing emojis.
Well, you know what? Either way, probably sitting there shooting up meth, his butt crack again, right up it. Ha ha ha.
Wait, what?
Man, that was one damn time. And I only said that to make you laugh. That's a bitch move, though, using that against me. Besides, I'm a survivor. That's how bad my addiction was. Was trying to get a job, and I didn't want marks on my arm. So somebody said, try the ass. I said, why not? Didn't do it more than once, though.
Look.
I said, can you do a man's voice without sounding like hun guy? She's like, yes, I can do it without sounding like hun guy. But here we go.
I won't do it as
No, do it. It's funny. Please.
Don't make me laugh.
Look. Look. I'll go ahead and let you know
That's disrespectful, Blank. Don't fly with me. So I highly suggest you shut that punk-ass mouth, because I promise...
just one more sentence to get out.
You don't want me to do it for you.
You're going to throw a rod.
You funny, but disrespectful? Nah, don't get confused. There was never any respect there to begin with. Come on and do it then. Becky, you know where I stay. And please keep your promise, because I need something to do later.
Yeah, boy. You Blank now. I know that much.
Man, you the one always starting Blank on here. Talk about tweeting in a camphor. I was at a damn NA meeting at the church, you dumb Blank. So maybe talk about what you know. Or don't talk at all, Mother Blanker.
I'm going to say this once and once only. Because I don't do this on Facebook, Bull Blank. Tony, you need to shut your blanking mouth. I want to see you say some Blank like that to me in person. And I promise you, you won't like it at all, what I'm saying.
You keep talking Blank. Come on then. Becky knows where I stay.
Bro, man, you really, really, really dumb. I mean, the drugs ate your brain, kid.
Well, that's the damn pot calling the kettle black.
It's kettle, you dear Blank.
Of course, we are talking about the same guy who stole a kid's big wheel because he couldn't afford the insurance on his car no more.
Man, shut up! My cousin knew I was taking it, and I got tired of walking to the store because it was damn hot. Clown me all you want, though. It got me where I needed to go. Ha!
Insane. I'm going to do it one time only. Look at my eyes. I'm freaking crying right now, Paige.
Yours.
Oh, my God.
He's tearing up.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Listen. Wait a minute.
Like, I felt like you were going to, like, crack a rib or something, man.
Oh, dude, this
bro. We're almost going to pop.
Hey.
All right. Here we
sorry,
go.
I apologize.
No, don't apologize for being funny.
That was good.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube.com/RiseGuys, and all the other ones shortly thereafter. Can't go live on them.
Ew.
Here we go. Scene 2. Playing the role of Tucker will be Matt Mann. Playing the role of Dale will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Ricky will be Paige. And playing the role of Bobby will be Fat Boy. And action. The following takes place on Facebook Marketplace. Tucker posts a listing for a lawnmower. Got this ridden lawnmower. Asking $800 firm OBO. Nine turn lawnmower. As always, now I know what I got. So no cheap asses.
Where's the pics?
Don't worry about no pics. You can see it when you come look at it.
Stole it.
I ain't still Blank from nobody, you old man.
What the world is a nine-turn mower? I mean, that's what the hell I'm saying.
Man, zero turns. That's a tipo. Don't worry about it.
Well, what brand is it?
Don't worry about it. What brand it is. You can find out what brand it is when you come look at it.
Stolen.
Blank off my post, you old dude. It ain't stole.
Now, is it 800 firm or 800 OBO?
$800 firm OBO.
But that don't make no sense.
If it don't make sense, then you must be stupid.
Well, you're the one trying to sell a lawnmower that you stole.
Blank you! I didn't steal it. I bought it myself. I don't need it no more.
Where'd you buy it from then?
Don't worry about it where I bought it, though. I'll tell you when you bought where I bought it from when you come buy it from me. Now, you know what? If you want it, are you just sitting here wasting everybody's time?
I don't want to be receiving no stolen goods, though, so I'm good.
If you bless you, if you ain't got $800 firm OBO, then you need to GFOF my post.
Would you take $600 for it?
Shut the Blank up. It says $800 firm OBO.
Yeah, well, my best offer is going to be $600.
Well, this ain't the lawnmower for you then. Ricky.
Ain't the mower either, because you stole it.
Oh, Ricky, I'm going to get you.
Get you, Ricky.
Sure does. Looks that way, don't it? Like it's stolen. Y'all think I'd get in trouble if I bought it?
He stole it.
Well, you'd lose the money and probably the mower, too, so.
It ain't damn stolen. I bought it for myself. I paid for it.
All right, look, I'll give you $650 if you prove it ain't stolen.
No, I said $800 firm or best offer. That means $800.
Do you even know what OBO means?
No, I mean, that's what people post on here when they sell stuff.
Not stolen stuff.
Insane.
Oh, Ricky. God bless.
Ricky stole a mower.
I didn't steal it.
You were getting huffy puffy, too. I like how you sold the arms.
Oh, steal it. I know I'm something because God don't make no junk. Oh, what you just heard was real. Believe it or not. Real Facebook fussing said maybe you. One of you in the chat right down there. Was it you, Coach?
Coach Johnson.
Sent in anonymously, of course. We never give our secrets away and tell our sources. To the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. It's child number 3 for Gisele Bündchen. She had her baby.
Oh, with the karate master.
Yes, she did. Joaquin Valente.
It's going to be a real, I don't know if popular is the right word, but.
Trendy?
A lot of people are going to remember him like, you're the Kung Fu baby.
Kung Fu baby.
You're the one who she left Tom for.
Right. But he's not like the Tom Brady of Kung Fu, though, is he?
Oh, he's the goat?
I don't know.
I've never heard of the guy before.
That would be a Gracie, right?
Or a Thompson.
There's a lot of Gracies.
So we know she had, she had her baby. Well. So there's no word.
Bruce?
There's no word on the actual birth date or the sex of the little baby.
The what?
The sex of the baby.
You can't say those two words together. But, you know.
Pause a little bit.
Like, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of life that kid has as far. Look.
Privileged or what?
He's going to have siblings. You know, Tom's kids.
Two other kids. Well, Tom Brady is said to be happy about this.
What if that kid ends up being a better football player than Tom Brady?
Or you can just karate kick the hell out of whoever.
And then also,
that'd be ironic.
A model.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like he's one-upping him.
So he's getting the genetics.
He's taking the super genetics.
Well, you're not getting any of Tom Brady from this kid, so it would be like...
What if Tom likes that kid better than his kids, and it's not even his kid?
What if they become like best friends?
That kid is not going to go on. See, that's the thing with divorced kids; they don't go to the same dad. You know, it'd be that kid stays home while the other two go to Tom Brady's house.
Or she gets back. Gisele gets back with Tom. He's his bonus kid because Tom's already got. He's got his oldest son by somebody else.
Yeah, but what if that son ends up doing an alternative lifestyle and starts dating Alex Rodriguez?
What happens if the first child becomes a karate expert?
What?
From Tom Brady's son.
Serious question.
Is his name Haya Munchkin?
Haya.
Tom Brady famously kisses his dad on the lips.
Oh, wow.
Is that something that he tried to...
He can't do it to his stepson.
Did he try to pass it down? And they're like, Dad... This ain't really working.
That's a very good
question.
It's very
European to do, but, you know.
It's very something.
All right, so he has a 15-year-old son named Benjamin and a 12-year-old daughter named Vivian. So those are his two kids.
They do a good job of keeping them out of the limelight.
Yeah, they really do, especially, like, that was his limit at the roast. You couldn't talk about the kids.
Yeah.
So Gisele?
Who?
Gisele is 44 years of age.
I thought she was older.
Dang. She have it herself?
Natural
I forget
child.
What that's called.
As far as I know, it doesn't
like
really say the birth date or how she gave birth.
No IVF or anything like that. She might have endometriosis. I don't know.
No. Like, how long can, like, what's the, serious question, what is the average, when can women stop having babies? Like, on average? Mid 40s?
Early 40s.
There's people in their 50s that have had babies.
Oh, man.
If you got the parts, you can do it. The only thing that causes problems, the older that you get, the chance that you know, other things may go awry.
What, like meeting your grandkids?
No.
Just plus, your partner could have low motility. You could have hostile mucus. They don't mix. It'd be harder to have kids.
And then autism.
You need a walk-in shower if you have all those symptoms.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I mean, the probability, later parents, they worry about having autistic kids.
Yeah, that's true. You could end up like First Buddy.
Okay, now I understand what you said. I took it maybe as Fatboy did, out of context.
Yeah.
What you said was fine.
Yeah, well, I mean...
No,
you
for
worry
real.
About, you worry about the older that you get, that you have health problems.
And then
delivery is very hard, too.
I became a dad
at any age.
I became a dad at 26, and this was this is my own point of view on this. They offer you the test to find out if there's any kind of
The amnio test.
Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
Just to find out, is this child gonna have any issues?
That's what that is.
And took a long time to think about that. Even though I'm sure whatever she said was what was going to happen. Because
you could risk a miscarriage.
I was like, I don't. I'm putting, in my opinion, I put trust in God. And when that kid came out, boy, I thought something was wrong with her. Her face was all mashed up. Like I was saying, like you first early in the morning face looks, you know, you're all like smashed up.
Very traumatic experience.
And I had to wait for the doctor to say it, because there for a minute I was like, ooh.
Well, I like science, and I think that amniocentesis is a good way to know if you can prevent something that could happen or lose the baby. So I think it's a good service that you provide for
your patient. I just said I would rather not. I'm not going to say, well, we're going to not have this child now. You know what I mean? Regardless of it. I think some people, maybe it's good for them to maybe get into some books or talk to some people so they can kind of prepare for that mentally as well. But I didn't want to know either way. I didn't want
to
know.
How many people were like, well, we're going to have to drop this one off the firehouse?
But think about when they could finally, like, do genders. You know? Gender. Like, did people say, oh, I don't want to know? That's bad luck to know. Like,
I don't know why you wouldn't want to know.
I know, but then that was a time when people, little boys wore pink and the girls wore blue. Like, it was like the Dixiecrat switch. Like, that literally happened at the turn of the century, previous century.
Plus, why doesn't the
little
dad
boys
get,
wore pink?
Why doesn't the dad get equal saying, hey, you have a natural childbirth or not? I'm going to prefer you have a C-section so you don't look like that donut
babies.
That's going around
social media. I think you
can
have that.
But y'all can't have them by yourself.
Sure we can. All you have to do is impregnate us.
Well, again, by yourself.
But we can deliver them on our own.
Yeah. Well, you need a doctor with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a man does that. We can just use a donator sperm.
Try the belly button.
By a man. Donated by a man.
Well, yeah. They're not lab created, thank God. I mean, that would be kind of weird that we can...
I just don't want you to get blown out if you don't... You know, it's not necessary.
Blown out before you get thrown out.
You don't like the video of the fleshlight on the exhaust pipe of the truck?
No.
That sucker was out.
It's like that old joke. I don't remember. It's from a cartoon when I was a kid. Maybe it was Fat Albert, what they'd say.
Hey, Matt.
The punchline would always be raspberry. And they're like, raspberry? You remember that?
I don't
remember what cartoon that was.
When Bebe's kids, was it?
No.
Well, Tom Brady will be calling the Super Bowl on Sunday, so I don't think anybody's going to ask him questions about his...
He's been going to a voice coach for sure.
I don't know what it is with Brady. I guess it's something you just kind of have to grow into. Romo was really good, usually the first off, but he was kind of one of a kind when he came along. Nobody was giving you insight like Romo was. I mean, he was calling the plays before they were happening.
Obviously, the guy is a made man. I mean, business-wise as well. Like, he's good. But do you think of him, and being very judgmental, do you think of him as a smart person?
Tom Brady?
Yeah. I think what his allure is he's not like – it's kind of like Peyton. He's like – he's smart to the game, but the way it comes out sometimes is just kind of goofy. And I feel like his charm, Brady's, is going away because he's going to a voice coach. He's over-enunciating.
He did try too hard. But, you know, some people were speculating that's why he took the job, because Peyton was, you know, media successful after his career.
Oh, I bet.
And that's
sure.
how competitive. And
plus, that was never an offer back in the day until, like, mm-hmm. Namath and those guys.
He's
Namath
personality really. Plus, though, Peyton is. I like him.
Oh, God. The yeah. two of them so together funny. With the kicking commercial now. I love that, too. Kick of destiny. They're could be buddies. A quarterback like me and Dad, Eli. That's so good.
I love him.
They got to bring Arch in on the Super Bowl commercial, man.
Oh, Arch is going to be loaded down yep. with nil deals.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
top five Heisman contention preseason with Cade. Cade's in there, too.
And those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you so much, Paige. Yeah, I like Cade Klubnik.
I like Arch is, he's going to be raking in the money.
Even if he doesn't go pro, he can open up a club. I don't know what to call it, but there's something to do there.
As long as he has these five fingers on this hand where he can do the hook'em, that's money his whole life.
Well, he could lose down to two and be able to do the spurs up.
Hey, you don't want to do that one. They have to draw it in. Draw it in right
Paige
there.
Paige is giving us double finger, double birds now.
Double
fingers.
Fingers.
Ouch, Paige.
Wow.
All right.
There you go.
We're going to get to these. We got calls on hold during headlines. Paige must have said something bad. We'll see what these are about. 1-800-774-0093. I'll say it again. 1-800-774-0093.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.